Hello, good evening, good morning, good morrow, good afternoon, good whatever time it is.
Good, yes indeed, good shepherd's pie day today, because we just had a lovely shepherd's pie. We're back in the shed.
Yes, it's me, it's Damien, it's you, who are you?
I'm Richard. Oh yeah, that's right. Every week, every time we do this, I forget to say who I am. I've told you that I've cooked shepherd's pie, but that could be anyone in the universe. But I'm Richard, and we are the editors of Incendiary Magazine. Yet again, going forth and onto the airwaves with our podcast, and playing, well, hopefully some stellar tunes, the first of which is from the new Breaks Live LP, which is called Rocky's Dodelic, which means Rocky's Deathly, and this is one of their most recent singles, Hey Hey. We'll be back in a minute.
And I thought until I thought I had thunk. The ship was a sinking, but it wasn't yet sunk. And the water we were walking on turned out to be thin ice. Oh, give me two short ones, or give me one short twice. Hey, hey, it's a cartwheel day. Better grab it quick before it rolls away. Hey. Well, hey, hey, it's a handstand day. Better hold on to it. In the corner of my eye, I thought I saw a light flicker. But I don't need no metal, I may do with a sticker. And then the hairs on my neck stood up like people can do. Give me two short ones and take two for you too. Hey, hey, it's a cartwheel day. Better grab it quick before it rolls away. Well, hey, hey, it's a Tarzan day. Hey, hey, it's a cartwheel day. Better grab it quick before it rolls.
Sorry, I'm more of them. Shepherd's pie. The amount of additives in my shepherd's pie, by the way, I don't think there's many, but I think there might be some extraneous onion stock that I added, and I think it's set me slightly loose.
Yeah, well, I could quite happily listen to Briggs and watch Briggs live every week.
Every week.
But I think it should be part of it. They have to come over to Holland at least once every 3 months to give us
just to keep. Yeah.
But yeah.
What was I talking about? Onion stock. Anyway, carry on. Let's talk about Breaks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, readers of Incendiary will know how much we like them and have liked them over the past few years anyway. But yeah, it's just great to live albums are always something you're normally afraid of.
Yep.
Live is where Breaks are at home. They're always so much more punchy, so much.
They're more inventive, aren't they? That's the thing with the live. You always feel that the songwriting on deserves much more an elastic sort of area for which to sort of build in, doesn't it? Really, the way Eamon writes songs, because I think sometimes when they're on record, they're almost nailed down, and there's no way that they seem to move. But when you hear Tom White and his guitar heroics, and you hear how good the rhythm section is, and the way it sort of improvises what's going to happen. And admittedly, very short songs.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive. And I think
they're just great fun. You can tell that they love playing what they do, and they're having a great time, and that rubs off. And any band that can get a bunch of Dutch people who don't know who they are dancing like it was a country bloody
country
dance in a barn somewhere, like they did Bitterzoot earlier this year. They deserve all the credit we can get. And basically, we advise you to go and get Rocky's Dodelic.
Yeah, I think it's possibly the best live album outside of something like Roxy Music's Viva or David Bowie's stage, or obviously Live at Leeds by The Who. I can't think of any other rock, and I say rock live album, with, you know, because obviously there are other heavy metal type albums which people are sort of ringing. Start again, Richard. There are heavy
Richard
metal.
Richard likes it a lot.
Yeah, I do. Oh, shut up. Right, shall we tell everyone what we've been doing recently?
Yeah, well,
it's been quiet, haven't we?
We've been quiet and we've been busy. So I don't know, we can decide whether we've been quietly busy, shall we say. We've been all over the place, haven't we? Well, you've been around shouting at people.
I have, yeah.
And been told to stop being a bad boy.
Yeah, been told.
And I actually braved the streets of Amsterdam a few weeks ago, which I haven't done for a couple of months, and went to catch Brendan Benson. Uh-huh. Who I have to say I was very, very impressed with again. But I used to have the opinion that he was a very happy chap, and then on stage little things used to wind him up and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. But now I think he's a right grumpy little bastard who sings happy songs. Because every time I've seen him live, he's been a right grump on stage and took no notice of him. Just did with it, and I said, oh, well, you know, he is better than he thinks, maybe he's shy. And now I think, no, he's not shy. He knows exactly who he is. He's just a grumpy bastard. But having said that, his songwriting is excellent. And there was some guy called Corey Chisel on
Spotify. Chisel was in the workshop.
Yes, exactly. But I think it was Corey Chisel anyway. And Brendan described him as the golden throat, which was quite worrying. But I have to say, for a support actor who you've never heard before, blah, blah, he's one of those guys, he's signed to Sony in the States, so he's getting pushed up for all these kind of TV shows that teenagers watch and things. But I have to say, he was very good indeed. Mm-hmm. And Corey Chisel, one that I shall be digging deeper into finding out a bit.
You'll be chiseling in there?
Yes, I've worked. Well done.
Sorry.
Brendan was great. But I have to say, though, some of the band that he had playing with them were very, it was just the standard kind of like a bass player, another guitar player and drummer, and there was the four lads, and it was very much like four lads playing in a standard rock band and stuff, and a lot of the subtleties of his songs didn't work very well, like Garbage Day, which I played on the Shedcast a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. Really didn't work live because it's like the record recorded, it's like nice string section and a real kind of Motown feel to it, and that was kind of stripped down just as a rock thing, and yes, it was still good because the lyrics are still good, but a lot of the subtleties kind of really missed. But then he played, he obviously just doesn't think much of his of the album in between La Palco and this one, because he didn't play anything from it whatsoever. So we got half of the new album and almost all of La Palco, which isn't a bad thing, because I think it's a great album anyway. And the La Palco stuff sounded really good, because, again, they were recorded a similar type of live band to go with. But a lot of the new stuff was still good, but not brilliant. But it was interesting, and he's always worth watching.
Yep,
he does need to bloody smile, for fuck's sake.
No, listen, there's no point smiling, especially when you go and see a load of Germans, two of which named Cobra Killer, two very comely young ladies from Berlin, wearing elven ears. There's a serious fashion tip for all girls out there. Wear elf ears. It obviously, in
Heinz... I'm semi-aroused at the end of it.
Elf ears, and then pour a bottle of wine upon your heads, and then put a noose on your neck and sing some song about hanging yourself. That might sound not the ideal evening for many people, but actually it was very entertaining. It was... I went in Amsterdam, and it was to celebrate 20 years of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The artwork, which offended many of the German artists there, is a German flag in a cube of cheese. Sadly, for the Die Golden and Zitronen, who we'll be hearing from later, who are an anarchist band from Hamburg, they've been fighting the flag for quite a while and were quite pissed off with the artwork on show. Having said that, the Golden Zitronen were walking around wearing bath robes, and in some respects it's not very easy to take someone very serious wearing a turban bath robe and then banging a plastic drum saying, "I hate the German flag." Well, you know, good evening, really. I enjoyed myself.
That's better than watching, The Bold and the Beautiful or something.
There is. So that was quite a lot of fun. I'm sorry, what else? Well, there's been lots of other things, but what we'll do is, because we yapped on a bit, we're going to play a record now.
This is a band from Norwich, and they're on NR1 Records. Mm-hmm. And as it says on it, NR1, it's a postcode. And
hang on, he's got technical information coming through.
Which one are we going to play?
Okay, the tea's on the way.
This
is the Kabidis, it's their debut album, Rumpus, their Jumpy Shouty, and we're going to play track 5, We Make Our Own Adventures. Get ready to jump up and down.
And you can try, but you'll repeat the symptom. Our love disguise and pray for propulsion. The void that you leave is a bright one.
But our lives don't need a sensor.
We make our own adventures. We make our own adventures.
Our lives don't need a sensor.
We make our own adventures. We make our own adventures. We make our own adventures. We make our own adventures.
Our lives don't need a sensor.
Look straight and fly right as a sky captain. Break for the docks and watch the cats return. A darkened ship arrives. Let's skip the tea. Abandon flags afly. A chase for me.
But our lives don't need a sensor.
We make our own adventures. We make our own adventures.
Our lives don't need.
That was Make Your Own Adventures. They're out on www.nr1, all one word, like NR and then one as in spell the word, .co.uk. It's postcode, apparently. They're from Norwich, and I think they're quite
nice. Yeah,
I feel like good shoes and lots of spiky little bouncy indie pop
pin
type.
They should go on there.
You like them? I reckon they'd be a good laugh live.
Yeah, I think this won't be a good laugh live. The next record I'm going to play, I think it'd be quite terrifying, actually. This is the new one from Jukebox. I think it's his third album. It's called Dead Zone Boys, and apparently, according to the press blurb on the front, it's a part psychedelic zombie musical, part love story. You can
pretty much... Anything that's got the word zombie in it intrigues me, but the fact that it's an album.
It's an album, and this track's called Don't Go Phantom. It's great.
They have two songs, one called
Phantom Don't Go,
and one called
Don't Go Phantom.
Yeah.
So you get the idea.
See what you did there?
Yeah, see what you did there. Have a listen to this.
Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything.
I remember when our eyes first met. You said you liked my style. Oh,
bit of fun, wasn't it?
Well, there you go, my goodness. Never.
No, we're jukebox and we like George Clinton.
Never has the idea of necrophilia sounded so tempting, I think. That is on...
Especially what it sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks singing it to you.
Alvin and the Chipmunks joining the George Clinton band. That
we like it. We like it a lot.
That's on Asthmatic Kitty Records, which obviously always puts out cracking records, and those few in the world who don't know Asthmatic Kitty should go to www.asthmatickitty.com. That's obviously all one word, as we can
They've been pumping out some great stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're brilliant. Yeah, it's been a real renaissance for Asthmatic Kitty stuff. This is, as I described rather drunkenly to a friend of mine on the phone the other day, this is a fantastic mix of Faust and the Pretty Things, and if that doesn't send you scurrying off back outside to play with your leeks and all the other sort of vegetables that you've got in your patch, hiding away like small squirrels, as you see the hibernatory urges to hide, you know, keep yourself warm and comfortable and away from all awful noises. Well, actually, where was I going with that?
I don't know, but our Scotch bonnet pepper harvest this year has reached 250. Scotch bonnet peppers.
Really?
We've harvested 250.
I was actually thinking you'd actually made
little Scotch bonnets. No,
sorry.
I didn't have enough time for that.
I'm sorry for the
squirrels. But we can move them into next year's thing.
You're right. I'm sorry for the squirrels analogy. We're both a bit... I'll tell you something for nothing. Last night, I think I moved Steve Earle out of the way of the beer fridge backstage at Crossing Border, even though I wasn't supposed to be there, and I called him cock. So, with that, on that bombshell...
Let's play this and we'll go on to it.
Okay, this is circulating...
Steve Earle, cock, not usually used in the same sentence.
No, not really.
He got in the way that some people might...
Not in the way that he thought it was meant either. This is Circulatory System, and this is an album, Signal Morning. I've got absolutely no bloody details about it apart from that, but this is a track called Round Again.
Yeah.
Right, tremendous.
Circulatory system with round again. And for those of you who don't have long attention spans, I think that'd be brilliant for you because you've got like 5 songs in 5 minutes.
It is. I think that's possibly one of the records for Goldfish. It does remind me very much of the voice of Sid Barrett, a wee bit of the Pretty Things sort of fuzz guitar. The rest of the album has got a certain Faust-like vibe in that there's a great deal of cut-up and experimental sort of moments. I think it's really, really good record, is that, and I would entreat you all to look for it. I have no idea. I do know that the MySpace is something like myspace.com, circulatory system.
Yeah, they're out on cloud recordings, so yeah. Google that if you have. They do have some great song titles as well. Yeah. Woodpecker Greeting Work Ant.
Of course.
And Until Moon Medium, Here's the Message. Which what I like, it's like that kind of thing. We'll just throw a load of words on the table and pick 5 out.
Exactly what we're doing right now, yes. Isn't it? Because have you noticed that neither of us have been able to make a proper link, succinct radio-style link between songs and make any sort of sense to you, the listener, but never mind.
Yeah, and I cut you off before the band you were going to play and said, no, we're going to play this now. Said, yeah. You'll get back to those later.
Yeah.
This is Little Water, who at times can be dull as dishwater, as yeah. You said. But they've got a new EP out called Forest for the Trees, and it's not bad. It's actually it would be very good, but for most of the songs, the singer changes his actually quite nice voice into I Want to Sound Like That Dickhead from Linkin Park.
Oh, it's not worse.
For most of the
songs. Oh, no.
On track 2, he doesn't do any of that.
So we'll just
listen to whatever happened, because this is how they should be, I think.
Yeah.
And if they did loads of stuff like this, I'd like them a lot more.
Right.
But as it is...
They don't!
This is Low Water.
Thoughts running through my head as I sit here watching this shit on TV. Whoa, something's wrong. What's right for you ain't right for me. Sometimes it's easy, whoa, just to complain. Sometimes I think this country is going straight to hell. In a casket made of Botox and prescription pills. Whatever happened to innocence? Which way? Which way do we go?
was very nice, actually. I thought it was a very... Actually, it had a sort of bumbling country vibe, you know.
I'm still quite... I think if they carry on that... I mean, that track, I think, is great. That's whatever happened. Mm-hmm. It's a five-track EP, mm-hmm. and the other four songs in the album don't sound anything like that. So sure. it's very, very good. And the other stuff is quite good. It's mm-hmm. more a kind of... more of a rocky kind of stuff than the kind of laid back country girl. But that stuff, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, that very much reminds me of like the Replacements and mm-hmm. Stuff like Paul Westerberg says.
Paul Westerberg, yeah. Well.
It's very, very good. So Low Water, stick with that, we like it.
Yeah.
And stop that Linkin Park nonsense.
Now then.
But yeah, Low Water.
Luke Skywalker.
I can't talk. Lowwatermusic.com. Yeah, and
is that
they're at MySpace, Low Water Music, so go and find
check them out.
They tried to be serious and make them look like there's some heavy rock band, but no, go that way, we like it.
Right, we're going to play some dub now, because we thought we're bouncing around playing that. We'll think it actually, do you know what? This track is from the Roots DC Rhythm Collision Reloaded, which is a... Apparently, and to be honest, before I got this CD, I'd never heard of the original album. I know the Roots, which are a reggae-based punk band from the late 70s. I think one of them tragically died, I think the singer. They made a dub album in 1982, went underground, became some sort of, well, what people nowadays call underground classics, and then it's been remixed. Tremendous LP. The problem is, I wish they'd have put the original album with the package inside, so you'd have been able to compare and contrast. But I'm not going to complain when you've got stonking moments like Militant, which is the Boz Bura remix. Sorry, Boz, if I've mispronounced it, but I'm just now winding up the gramophone and I'm going to stick this on. I hope you enjoy it. some wonderful spacey dub there from the Roots DC Rhythm Collision Reloaded album. There's some really, really good stuff on there, especially the last sort of four or five tracks, and I would advise you to go and have a look at that. Yeah, it's a really funny one.
We don't like
Yeah, it's a very funny mix of that. That's on the Echo Beach label from Hamburg, and that's Echo Beach Punkt DE, to do it in German. And amazingly, we can now start talking about Germans
again.
German
again, yes.
Flipping great.
So, Elsie's and Bathrobe.
Oh, it's everything.
Rich mentioned them.
I mentioned them. He mentioned them.
I mentioned them.
This is German Freudian slips, all of us.
Yeah.
Mentioned. This is by a band called Die Goldenen Zitronen, and they're from Hamburg, and they're some sort of squat anarchist collective come band who've been around since about 1983. They're highly entertaining. They actually put on a hell of a good sort of psychedelic come nonsense rock show, is the best way to describe it. And this is a track called Positionen.
Yeah, we're going to leave you with this, and we shall see you in part two in a minute, because once this fit, we're going to go and do some technical stuff with gaffer tape and
batteries
and some there's string. Basically, there's a bit of wood hanging off the door in the shed.
Yeah, so I have to go
and fix that.
Nice one.
And we shall be back in a bit.
Well, he's in a second. Right. Yeah.